A large group of students at DePaul University in Chicago trashed a campus pro-life display marking the sordid anniversary of Roe v. Wade. The display memorialized the 56 million unborn babies killed in abortion since 1973. According to LifeNews.com, some 13 students at DePaul have been identified for their angry action. The DePaul chapter of the Young Americas Foundation hosted the event, a Flags for Life project to mark the 40th anniversary of Roe. The students set up 500 flags at 7 a.m. the morning of January 22, 2013, to symbolize a mere portion of the lives lost every day due to the injustice of abortion. This act of innocence enraged a group of pro-choice DePaul students. What's most alarming about this assault is that it was done not merely by the typical campus liberals who meaninglessly profess tolerance and diversity, which they then routinely and grossly violate, but that it was done at a Catholic university. DePaul, after all, is a Catholic institution. Or is it? I've been to DePaul only one time, in April 2007. I was there as a speaker for what a campus group was billing as its first annual Catholic Week at DePaul. Other speakers included George Weigel and Michael Novak. Think about that. These faithful Catholic students considered their Catholic college so lacking in faithful Catholicism that they created an actual Catholic Week on campus, bringing in outside Catholic speakers to teach Catholicism to the student body. What are they teaching at DePaul? What kind of an atmosphere exists on the campus of this Catholic university that would lead its students to trash a pro-life display? What are they learning? If you have a child at DePaul University, or if you're an alumnus, and especially if you send money there, I strongly suggest that you consider making an inquiry. Ask about the trashing of the pro-life display. Ask why some students felt compelled to host a Catholic Week at this Catholic institution. Ask what, precisely, is being taught at this university. You deserve some answers. For CatholicExchange.com and Ave Maria Radio, I'm Paul Kengor.